Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Monday, October 3rd, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Brinny, and Alex, we're all in here. We're all fresh back from the weekend where we all got rested. Tonight, the Niners are on. Oh, and on the show today, we announced Alice in Winterland. Yeah, that's right. Even on the Secret Show, you're not getting away from this. Alice in Winterland is happening. It's on December 2nd at the SAP Center. The tickets go on sale this Friday, and it's John Mayer, One Republic, and Matt Nathanson. Mm-hmm. Meet you there. Get those tickets. They go on sale 10 o'clock on Friday of this week. So how are you guys?
I thought we just agreed. We had a long conversation about how the podcast would be an Alice in Winterland free zone.
Who said that?
You were saying that. We had a big talk about it. Now all of a sudden you're doing plugs during the podcast?
Did I miss something?
Are you crazy?
No.
Oh my God.
Am I?
Yeah, I think you are.
I think she's crazy.
Did you guys actually just say that?
No, we all said that.
You're crazy making, right? You're gaslighting me.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, thank God. I was like, did we really just say that? It's possible you guys might have said it when
nobody
I was
said
pretending
it.
To listen to
it. I was just listening to you plug it again, and I was like, oh God, we're really going to plug this every second.
We're going to, well, you know,
no, I'm with you.
We want our boss to like us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we want the show to sell out.
We do. And we want you to be there.
Yeah.
Because we want to party with you. Like all Christmas balls and shit. You know, it'll be fun. We're going to go crazy that night. We have to find a hotel near there. You have a long drive from Concord. Bryn, you could probably drive home, but not if you like party and stuff.
Yeah, it depends.
Are you're going to have a new baby by then?
No,
oh, shit. You might not even be there.
Yeah. Well, the baby's due later that month, so... She'll be heavily pregnant by that date.
Oh, so she'll stay home then.
I'm not sure. We haven't
oh, so
really,
Bryn's free. Oh,
we
I
haven't
it.
Discussed it.
Well, Bryn has a smile on his face. He knows what that's gonna. No, honey, I want you to come. You don't.
I have to go because it's work, but you should stay home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't be out that late. It's gonna be loud. It's bad for the baby's ears.
Right. Oh, we can't have that. All that thumping.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get shot into. Labor too soon?
We don't want that.
Right.
Yeah.
John Mayer really rocks.
Yeah, that driving backbeat.
Could send you right into labor.
Right. Oh no, they dropped the vase. Ah, here comes the baby.
That's fun.
Okay.
All right, anyway. Where were we? Oh well, yeah, we're doing a secret show.
Yeah, we're doing a secret show. It's, you know, a little show we do every day. Hi, thanks for joining us again. Hope you like it. Hey, we could use some bad advices. I got a couple things here that I'll get to today, but in general, more of your problems. We need your problems. We like to solve problems, and we certainly love hearing your stories. Oh my God, you want to hear something funny? That chick Mags.
Yeah.
That, you know, she's the commune sex lady. She sent Bryn a video. She like... I think she got a little taste of fame. When we talked about her her Instagram account and everything, like a bunch of people, I think, reached out to her and told her how great she was. And she is great. I mean, she's a super fun guest. So now she wants to do Fuck Me Good Fridays.
Oh, a feature.
She wants to be on every
Friday.
She
wants a feature.
She says, I have all kinds of stories, like, you know, about my first lesbian experience. Oh, here, put it up next to the thing.
Your listeners are great.
We know.
They've been DMing me and commenting all over Instagram, and it led me to come up with a pretty brilliant idea, if I don't say so myself. Sarah, you said that I was like an onion and that you wanted to peel me, and I think you should peel me all harvest season long, because we are just at the tip of the iceberg, and I have hours upon hours of radio gold telling stories about my past life, telling things about my future, like how it's on my goal.
Okay, I get that.
Hold on, she made a flyer.
Oh.
Yeah, you just...
Kissing me at the same time and have my first lesbian experience. And y'all are going to want to be alongside as these things unfold for me. So, here's my proposal. Fuck Me Good Friday with Mags Baker on the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. You can peel me like an onion all.
Yeah, so she's made a flyer. Like, she's really spent some time.
All right.
You know, what my takeaway from that video is, wow, that looks really pretty there in Texas. Like, she's actually spinning around. The sky is gorgeous. It's like flat land with a few trees. Oh, my God, it's so pretty.
I actually was thinking about her last appearance that it would have been her last.
Yes.
So I don't. If we're gonna do that, and I'm not against it.
No,
I'm not against it.
I feel like we can. I'm not saying she can ever come back, but I don't want to do a weekly feature.
Okay.
I think she's great. But I think she's great in doses. Like, I actually liked that a couple weeks went by and we sort of relived some of that stuff. Like, she definitely will have more stories and she'll want to contribute to stuff. But yeah, I'm sorry to let you down, Mags, but I don't think Fuck Me Good Fridays is.
I actually
happening.
Think mm-hmm. that I sort of dropped the ball mm-hmm. In the last time she showed up.
Why do you
and
think
it's
that?
Just because I didn't think it was that riveting. And I think that she didn't get to, like, she's saying, I got a ton of stories. And maybe that was what I... Sometimes
we
you just need to
that,
ask,
yeah.
like, the question straight up. Please tell me the story that you go... Your go-to story about your swinger life. Or right. please tell me, like, we've got to get her to those...
Well, the commune wasn't as exciting as I thought that was going to be like, oh, yeah, there's 16 of us or 40 mm-hmm. of us. And we all just go house to house. But no, she's like... Basically has a husband and a kid is what it sounds
yeah.
And there's another couple that lives on the it just wasn't as I mean it was interesting but it wasn't riveting the way the first one
and
was.
She was a little cagey about certain details
a little
too.
Bit yeah mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
we weren't sure
well maybe she's trying to save stuff for the next Fuck Me Good Friday
well look
which the religious contingent is not going to be a fan
I'd
of,
be interested
way.
To hear some of her stories because
sure.
none of us are living that lifestyle
no and she is interesting
so I'm down to hear some of those stories but we've got to find the way to get to that and not be caught up in I walk to the other house and play guitar like
yeah.
that's I do
okay,
that
sounds fun
I play guitar
so
in the house
the I think Mags, listen to The Secret Show, write us responses to stuff, or if you think of a good story that you think we might like, and then, you know, always remember to include your phone number, and then we'll call you here and there, right? I mean, that mm-hmm. would be...
I'm know. Down to have her on again.
Yeah,
I just
definitely.
Don't want
yeah,
to...
Absolutely.
Like, walking into it with sort of a, how's your day?
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be the shortest part of the whole segment. It's
right.
got to get to...
We already only have, you know, 15, 20 minutes
right.
to do, so...
We got to get to it.
All right, so let's get to this. First of all, this has been sitting in my inbox for a while, so I figured I'll get to it because we definitely need your emails, Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. This person is talking, say, this is how old this is. I love the longtime Secret Show perv, and I really love the newly added boops from the feisty V-Hail. So it's a couple months old. I typically listen in the car, and I constantly find myself saying to the windshield, me too, as I listen to Vinny's assessment of sex and his infatuation with the beautiful... woman form. I also get a hearty chuckle from Sarah's knobber stories behind the shed and Bryn's quickies while toddler naps nearby or Coco's 69 homework, which she never did do. And now we don't even have her anymore. That's how old this email is.
Mm.
Now we got Alex.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear your name?
Yeah, I did. And I do plenty of 69. So we're
oh, good.
There.
Yeah. Oh, great.
No homework there.
Go Niners.
But any other homework you want me to do, I can go, you know, check out. So.
Go Niners.
We'll think of something. How
okay,
about
cool.
Your wife gets to peg you?
That's not what we were going to say. What we were going to say.
I thought you guys would ease into that one a little bit more, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it seems
possibly.
Like the one thing you should do.
Should you?
I don't know.
What
I mean,
if you love
she,
it?
If she wants to.
We'll ask her.
Okay.
Go ahead, ask her.
Tell us
I'll
what she
her.
Says.
I will.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to hear the
is.
Whole...
That's
actually,
right
tape the conversation.
Actually, tape the conversation.
Why not? Make sure she knows, because it's illegal.
He does have a setup at home, right, where you can record?
Oh, I do have
yeah.
a setup.
Oh, yeah.
There
okay.
you go.
Hold on.
All
just
right.
record,
there's
just,
your new podcast.
Just that question right
yeah.
there.
Me and the missus.
Me and the missus.
The perfect title.
What are we going to do now? Well, I'm going to put on this strap-on, and I'm going to fuck your ass.
Is okay. that your Brazilian accent?
I can't do... You know, I have known a lot of Brazilian people in my life, and I cannot... Like, the closest I can get is a ha-ha, capul. There's
oh,
no R's, so that's hard.
There is in certain regions.
Sort of.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's,
not where our ones come from.
Yeah, it's difficult. I'm still learning.
The ones we know.
And I mix it up. I just pick whatever's the easiest to say, and then she gets mad at me because...
Say some stuff in Portuguese right now. Like when you talk to her about something, like if you're like, "Hey, baby, how are you?"
It's been a while. So I was learning. You're not even trying.
I know.
I'm not even trying. There's cachorro.
What does that mean?
Cachorro.
That's a dog.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So,
cachorro is a dog.
Yeah. So it'd be like cachorro, the dog, tem uma bola.
What is that?
Bolo. It's out of the bowl.
Oh my gosh! See, I messed up. Because there's bolo and bola. I think bolo. I can't. One's a cake and one's a ball. I think.
Oh.
Yeah. She's. I'm in trouble. Yeah.
Do you know what a boobalator is?
No.
It's a butterfly.
Oh wow! A boobalator.
The boobalator. I'm like, what?
I thought that was V-Hill. Like, I'll get back to you.
A boobalator. A boobalator. Yeah.
Ah, that's funny.
There was even this girl, Indy, on Big Brother over the summer, and she's got like that classic Brazilian accent. I can't find it. Usually they either, it happens for me or it doesn't. I can't really like work on it. Obviously.
Anyway,
I was listening to the April 22nd Secret Show, which reinforced some earlier Secret Show advice that I took from you. Maybe 6 years ago, I got a Lilo egg after hearing you rave about them on a Secret Show. I do love the egg.
Mm-hmm.
Resulting in my wife and my sex life going from good to 100. My wife took some time warming up to the idea of a vibrator, but has never looked back. Oh, so he introduced it fully. That's great.
It's good for you. So
fucking easy and great.
It's life changing.
And they're quieter. You can still hear them. They definitely make noise, but it's not like those ones you get at like CVS that are like.
There's nothing sexier than that.
So she took time warming up. It's uncanny to hear Vinny describe how he uses and cares for the egg, which is exactly how we do it too. I also do all the holding, charging, washing, etc.
Yeah, it's real pisser that women aren't more responsible for the things that help them get where they're going.
I take care of mine. No one's touching mine. I make sure that thing's charged and ready to go. Pro tip, I also hold it in my hand for a few minutes to warm it up to body temp before sending my wife on a magic carpet ride.
That's a pro tip.
That's a good one. I never heard that. We use it just like Vinny. Oh, God.
Here's another pro tip. You can't eat pussy and use it at the same time. You'll knock your fucking teeth out.
Yeah, it will clack around. But it's rubbery, so it won't, you know. It does actually sort of, it'll tickle your nose.
I really thought I was onto something. I thought, if I can just lick inside the pussy and have that on the clit, I'm doing something. But it's in your face. It's too much going on at once. It's really a problem.
Maybe you should have her hold it and have it.
I always end up handing it to her.
She's like, give me that.
I cannot get it. There's
a spot.
I know.
Everybody has
But
their
it's
spot.
An angle, and there's a weird, yes. And it's like, and I, so each time I go, I got this time. This is the one. Hmm. And then after a minute or two, her hand comes in, and she goes, just an adjustment. All right. Clits. You'll never figure it out.
Yeah, you'll never figure them out. We use, like Vinny, a combination of clit contact and cock insertion to get the job done for both of us. We are also on the second egg after the first one was confiscated by airport security in Argentina a few years back.
Oh,
that is bogus.
Those things aren't cheap.
No, they're not cheap. And what's the problem with that? Why would they confiscate that? Like, if you bring sex toys
because,
into Argentina?
Oftentimes it's a lithium ion battery or some bullshit like that. It's annoying.
Oh.
Yeah, rechargeable stuff. They've taken away in certain countries. It's annoying. I'm like, how'd I get all the way over here after three airports later? You're taking this away, you fucking asshole.
Whoa.
Just stealing my shit.
Well, what'd
damn.
They took, for me,
it was just a rechargeable battery pack. You know, it was like a good one. And it was like $100. You know, I brought it for the trip. And they're like, oh, not in this airport. We can't allow that. I'm like, what? I believe that they're taking it because they liked it. And I couldn't do anything about it because they're the authorities.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
After Vietnam.
That sucks.
Pissed off.
Anyway, you guys were a beacon during the COVID fog, and I want to say thank you. Keep up the bad advice, and I hope you all get laid. Okay to say my name, Dirty Dan.
Dirty Hello. Dan.
Dirty Dan.
All right, Dan.
Yeah, so there's that one. Now I finally did it. Like, Dirty Dan might not even listen to the show anymore. We're like, they never did my fucking email, and she's always asking for emails.
Well, we've done it now.
Yeah. Now it's done. Right, I give up on them. Forget it.
How many people say that, too?
Please do not say my name.
Okay.
My pronouns are he, her. So, sorry, she, her, hers. Okay, thanks. For my wedding in 2016, my mom, frankly, forced me to invite all of her 7 cousins and their spouses, all of whom are out of state. I was pretty annoyed, as my now husband and I were paying for the entire thing, but I knew it was unlikely they'd come. In fact, only one, my favorite one, came. Yeah, I would make my kids invite all of my cousins too, because I love them. It's a family thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The drama happened when one of the cousins who did not come asked my mom if I could please invite her three children and their spouses. That's a little much. I lost my shit. Absolutely not. I felt bad that my mom had to be the in-between for the conversation, a position her cousin, not I, put her in, but I told her we would absolutely not be inviting them. There's been some coldness from that arm of the family since then, and I honestly could not care less. We could not afford to invite that level of family, 16 people total, and that's just my mom's cousin's kids. What about my husband's mom and dad's cousin's kids? It was our wedding, and although that and some other drama dampened it a bit, it was the best day, and I'm glad we didn't sacrifice potentially inviting friends in favor of family that we never see. Listener since 98, when I was a sophomore in high school, an 83 baby, like
nice.
You, Bryn.
My people.
And y'all seem so much older than me. Now I have a 5-year-old and an 18-month-old. I can totally relate to Vinny's parenting stories.
Oof.
You know, my mom wrote off some cousins who didn't invite her to a wedding. They were like my dad's first cousin's daughter was getting married, and my mom got so mad because we had invited them, the first cousins, not their kids, to all of our weddings, and everyone was included, and we always saw them. But these, I really feel like people get too mad about whether or not they got invited to a wedding or a. Mm-hmm. It's really about the size of the venue and how many people you can invite all together. It's like there's going to be a stop. There's a stop point somewhere.
And a budget.
And it's like, you know, pull a Vinny. Like, thanks for not inviting me. Like, why are people so butt sore over that? Like, I mean, he would go to any wedding anytime. Like, I find them to be huge pains in the asses.
To weddings where he doesn't even know the people.
Right. And look, I'm going to go to a wedding this week, and I love my niece, and I'm psyched to go to this wedding. I am her aunt, so I'm glad I'm going. But if they were like, we're so sorry, but we're doing a really, I'd be like, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
You have a great time. Please let me send you a. Do you have a registry? I'd love to send a gift.
I look.
Save me the flight.
I don't know what your mom went through in that situation. It sounds like there were. She made a point of including a certain number of people, and so she felt slighted.
Yes.
So I'll give her that, and I'll give anybody whatever you want. To me, that is such wasted time in your life.
It's so petty.
To turn.
They were close friends, too.
Another group of people's, you know, wedding into the reason why you will never talk to them again.
Right. It's terrible.
That is so dumb.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's a bummer for me because I loved them. They were this couple, you know, my dad's cousin and his girlfriend at the time. They would, you know, they were like the cool younger people. And I always loved them. And I was happy to have them at my wedding because I knew them. But they had kids much later than us. Their kids were way younger than ours. And I don't know them at all. And so it didn't affect me at all to not be invited to that. And I felt like my mom didn't know her that well either. Like, I don't know, there's a stop point.
Well.
But, you know,
whatever Ellie's grind is, yeah.
Ruined.
Whatever that grind is, I don't know.
Well,
I
think she's talked everybody else into being mad at them too.
See, that's what bothers me. Look, here's what I think.
Families.
The bottom line with weddings is marriages are hard. And even the people who are having successful ones know they don't just flow like a river without any adjustments needed.
Nope.
There's a lot of work involved.
Log jams,
it's a difficult
beavers.
Thing. And the best thing you
pollution.
Can do in a situation where you have been invited is wish them luck mm-hmm. and wish them the best and cheer for them and hope it goes well.
Right.
And I don't know why people find that to be so difficult. I really don't. I know that there's instinctual competition and instinctual, you know, feelings about how I was treated and they were
right.
I don't know why you got to be that way though. Right. But I've definitely watched certain things I've watched in my kids where I'm like, okay, like with my oldest and youngest, and you're watching these two people come up together.
Yeah.
And the youngest will be proud of something and say, I did this. And the oldest will go, oh, you know what I can do though? I can. And I always have to pull her aside and say,
let her have
stop.
Her moment.
I want you to cheer for your sister. This is not about one-upping her. You're being a jerk. We don't do that, not only in this family, but even with your friends. It's, you got to one-up your friends, too? Are you doing that at school? Because you're going to be friendless if that's the way you treat people.
People like you more when you root for them.
Root for them. Yes. Root for your friends. That's who I want you to grow up and become. I want you to be a person that roots for others. Their success does not diminish yours.
Right. No, absolutely not.
You should be that person in every possible aspect of your life. There's no, except for the guy cutting the line and the fucking.
Oh my God.
That guy can fuck off.
You are.
But everybody
so
else, you should funny. Be rooting. I hope you cut us all off real good, sir. We don't need to be anywhere, fucker. Anyway, back to the. Seriously, cheer for people, yes. Root them on. Wish them the best. You don't even have to. But now you're off the hook on the gift, but you can send a nice note. Hey, I hope your adventure together is the best of all time.
Yeah. And if you love them and you're feeling like, oh, that's too bad, I would have loved to have gone to their wedding, good, send them a gift. Write them a note. Like, that's, I think
and
that's.
And take the fortune you were going to spend to go to Jackson, Mississippi,
right.
And go to Hawaii
right.
And laugh the whole time.
I hate weddings.
I'm a Mai Tai deep.
You know the thing that sucks about weddings for me is I hate the whole what am I going to wear thing. And I just wore this one fucking dress that I had.
Oh, I love that one. The flowered one?
Yeah, to the sister's wedding.
That's great.
So I'm
with
not gonna,
stockings.
I know, the whole goddamn thing. You know, I'm so stupid too. And even as I was kicking myself that day, like, you should have just worn your pantsuit. And that's what I'm going to wear to a sister's wedding. So, fuck it. I can't do it. I can't be something for someone else. I'm too old for that shit. I'm gonna just wear a nice pair of slacks and a nice shirt, and I'll put on like old lady jewelry and shit, you know.
Oh, get some pearls.
Oh, I have some pearls.
There you go.
I got pearls from my Nana when she died.
There you go. Nana's pearls.
Nana's pearls. Oh yeah, there you go. It'll be like, oh, look at you're a great grandma too.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Ugh, weddings. But yeah, so there you go. Did you guys, when you did your wedding list, did you have a cutoff point? Were there any people miffed at you or was it?
No, but you know, that's one of the, like, I'm already a special case.
That is
true.
As
you well know. Yep. And then Christina's really good at keeping up with friends and handling obligations, and she managed all that. And I don't think there were any real issues. I'm sure, like, look. The truth is, and I don't mean to brag, I got a lot of fucking friends, a lot of good friends, and a lot of friends that I've had important times in my life with.
Yeah, you were well represented at that.
But
wedding.
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh. I wasn't well represented at all.
Felt like I met Peter Cook and Deepak.
Oh, no. I have made friends all the way back from elementary
was
school.
Was Jason Sisko not there?
No.
Was Billy not there?
Billy wasn't there, no.
Well, Shooty was there.
Shooty was there. Yeah. Shooty wanted to come.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right.
I had so much fun with Shooty and Michelle.
Shooty's cool. And yeah. Michelle's cool. His wife's really
They're
cool, too.
Great.
But no, so my point was going to be, I actually didn't invite, less than 5% of the people I know showed.
Mm.
And it wasn't that it's, I just,
well,
you know,
people
okay.
have their lives.
It was super.
And they...
No. I didn't invite them.
Oh, you didn't even invite
them. No. I'm saying that we had a small wedding,
yeah.
Small ish, and
it
she
got bigger.
Had,
I could tell it was bigger than you.
It
thought.
It was real important to her, and she's coming up with this list, and she has a lot of friends too. And right. I was like, do your thing, because I'm sure most of my friends would be like, oh fuck, I gotta go to that.
Travel. I gotta get
and I love them, and I don't want to put them in an obligation sure. situation. But like one of my best friends, Scotty, who lived with me at the in Ocean Beach, and he, you know, there's just
sure.
I didn't even invite him.
Invite him to the renewal of the vows.
Yeah,
I'm just
Yay!
Saying that it's as important as you make it out to be, and you don't have to.
No.
You don't have to have a fucking cow about
well,
everything.
Right, and people don't have to be upset, and it's just, it sucks, because honestly, there's so many stupid things that can tear a family apart for no good reason.
But as I looked at my people, and I started going, well, I would want James there, James, who you've met James, and I would want Billy and Jason, and there's still, well, that list is going to be.
That's the thing. There's all these tangential things where now if you decide, oh, I'm going to invite this person, there's a whole nother pocket of people that go along with, like, it gets, so you have to tighten it up and start really small and just add, like, absolute musts until all the seats are filled, and then everybody else fuck off.
For me, it just came down to local friends. Local friends, that's it. And I'm not going to worry about all of the, I have far a million flung. Friends from San Diego and a million friends that I grew up with, and none of them are invited. Right. Easy.
You can do a wedding announcement. Just, hey, we're getting married.
Yeah.
You're not fucking invited. Don't crash the wedding.
No, wedding. It wasn't out of hostility.
No, of course not.
It was just Christina has a million friends, and I went, you know what?
Well, what did you have? Like maybe 150 people at the wedding?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, that, and it, and all your family was there, you know, all her family. It gets big really fast. And then everybody's bringing a date.
My favorite thing at the wedding, I already told you guys this, was that my brother stole my phone and did pictures with everybody, and I never knew until the next morning.
It wasn't just that he did pictures with everybody.
No, it was middle fingers, too.
It was all everybody flipping him off.
So I go to my phone, and I'm like, oh, you guys, I love you so much. Oh, you're all the best. This is amazing. Look at this. Look!
Your wife was like, that's inappropriate at our wedding.
Yeah, I loved it. So that's, anyway.
All right, that's going to do it for the show today. We need your emails. Send them to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. And Alice in Winterland is
happening. Better get that 1 minute sign off of that thing.
No, we have a thing to cut.
Go!
Do the end.
I'm not gonna.
Oh, really? Just want to keep going?
I'm
going to
hold out. Forget it.
Well, then we have 1 minute more of work to do.
All right, the end.